swearing, Paul.
That profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes! Yeah!
Scream Queen!
Hypothetical. You're a ballerina, you got a sick mom, some bloke breaks your leg and your life's turned completely pear-shaped. What do you do?
Ooh, I know. Become a spy and turn yourself over to the state to manipulate, seduce, extort information from American operatives?
Well, that's more or less the middle of the road lazy plotline for Red Sparrow, which goes in the running for being one of the most awkwardly sexist movies of 2018 so far.
Give me a choice. Die or become a sparrow.
Directed by Francis Lawrence, who did the last three films in the Hunger Games franchise, the plot follows Jen Lawrence, who plays a less-than-chuffed retired ballerina who goes to spy school to become a seductive Russian agent.
You'll be trained in psychological manipulation.
And it tries to be really sexy all the time.
Take off your clothes.
So look, you could definitely say that the most frustrating part of this movie is that it feels like it was directed by an overexcited hormone 16-year-old boy. Sure.
Every human being is a puzzle of need.
But when you've got talent like Jen Lawrence fronting your movie, the least you could do would just be to develop her character, you know, just a little bit.
And make these men pay.
Okay, so aside from the fact that this is a half-baked excuse for a spy flick filled with beautiful white people playing Russian spies with dodgy accents, Red Sparrow admittedly does have some decent enough parts. Yeah, like aside from the lack of reference to any current US political tensions and the fact that the first hour of the movie could have been told in 10 minutes, the second half of the film surprisingly picks up.
Are we going to become friends?
We even get to see some cool mind games play out towards the end, and these are genuinely entertaining.
We can't trust a word that comes out of her mouth.
But it's just not enough to warrant a whole movie. Red Sparrow. Congratulations, Francis Lawrence. You've successfully wound back the progress clock by about 45 years, and you've done a great job in putting together a movie that everyone will literally forget about in less than a month. Let's talk again when you co-produce something as interesting as The Hunger Games, or better yet, that Britney Spears I'm a Slave for You clip you had a hand in making. Till then, I'm not interested. That gets 2 out of 5.
Triple J.